Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The other day I went to the movies and saw the preview of the new movie Mag, short for Megalodon, the super large prehistoric shark that most people believe must have looked like a giant white shark. So my question is, how do we know that the thing looked like a great white shark? Well, we don't. When I was still at the University of Zurich, I took paleontology as my major, and I was seriously considering to remain in that field because I love dinosaurs. Well, who didn't? But of course, sharks were a close second. The reason I was more drawn to dinosaurs was simple. I could imagine how they must have looked. Not so the sharks, because all that was left were teeth. If you got the occasional vertebrae, woo, whoop-de-doo, everybody was like, wow, you know, but based on the vertebrae, to conclude how the thing looked like, doesn't fly either. So, getting a silhouette of an entire shark, that is more than just a rare find. So what's going on? How can they, and I don't just assume movie producers, but scientists as well, create the model of a Meg for the movie, beside not having a clue how the thing must have looked like? Good question. One way, or probably the only way, is to take a fossil tooth and compare that tooth with teeth of current living species. And if there's similarity, you assume that they must have looked at least similar. Simple, right? But how accurate is that? Not at all. Just imagine if we humans would not have bones and the only things that remained were our teeth, especially the back teeth called the molars. Now you dig and got molars from some mammal and you'd like to know how that thing looked like, how would you do that? Well, you take the molar teeth you already have, ours, and compare it with them what you just find. And if they look similar, you would assume that, well, that thing must have looked similar as well. So, and of course, yeah, you would fail miserably. So that's not accurate, right? So welcome, Megalodon. Of course, we could assume that they were at least hydrodynamic, because whenever you found these prehistoric shark teeth, you also found teeth of, for example, whales. And you would have to conclude that the shark was hunting these whales. Then you'd say, well, it must have been at least fast enough to do that, so it must have looked streamlined. And otherwise, he could not have caught the whales. Yeah, sounds okay. But there, of course, is another problem. When you start digging up shark teeth, you get a gazillion teeth, and most of them look different than the next one you dig out. Smaller, larger, maybe similar in proportions, whatever. So what you have then is, well, you have different teeth. So you build piles of those teeth that look identical, and sooner or later you have 50, 60, or more piles. Now you think, they all look different from each other, so there must be different species. Far-fetched, but no, but that's basically how it is done. And of course, then you run into a complete different problem. A problem that we even have today with today's shark species that swim around. We mostly assume that they are different species because they look different. Well, if you take the definition of a species, it basically says that organisms that reproduce sexually and produce fertile offspring, then you have a good species. So if I take two good species and let them mate, they may create an offspring, but their offspring is not fertile anymore. Okay? So how often did we do that with the sharks that swim around in our oceans? We have over 500 species. We never did it. So how can we be sure that these sharks are all good species? We cannot. The way it mostly goes is where you look up size, proportions, and then you start comparing them. The more different the shark is than the next one, then you would assume, well, it's likely not the same species, and so on. But it's a huge problem. Just look at the around 30 species or so we have of the genus Carcharhinus. Carcharhinus, this is where we find the bull sharks, the black tips, the silkies, and so on. Of course, you could say an oceanic white tip looks completely different than a black tip. Yeah, I agree. But there are some smaller Carcharhinus species, and honestly, they're really hard to differentiate. So For none of them, it has ever been tried to let them mate with each other and see if their offspring are fertile. So, we just assume. Anyway, I drift off topic here. Let's get back to the way fossil sharks look like. Bottom line, it's a guessing game. But still, if we have a tooth that is serrated like the ones we know from white sharks, then we know that they can easily cut through muscle, right? So if we assume that the owners of serrated teeth goes after live prey, we could conclude again that the shark must have been, plus minus, at least hydrodynamic and not look like a pufferfish. Otherwise, well, kind of hard to chase down another fast swimming prey. But that's about it. So the next time you see a picture of a fossil shark, treat it with caution. It could look completely different. Bummer, right? But on the other hand, it's also intriguing to think about how these fossil sharks must have looked. Remember 20, 30 years ago? I mean, I really love dinosaur pictures. They all had the same color, grayish, brownish, and now all of a sudden, they come up with these weird colorations, bright green, bright red, orange. Hey, why not? No one can really tell how they look like. So even maybe fossil sharks, they had a complete different color scheme than we see today. Anyway, I'm very convinced that the things that swam through the oceans more than 400 million years ago didn't look like at all how the sharks look today. But then again, not every shark looks the same anyway, so what do we know, right? So should you go and see the movie now, picture that Meg, you see, may have had more an appearance of a nurse shark. And there goes the monster. No, seriously, have an open mind when you see Meg. Not that it just may have looked differently, its behavior may have been completely different than what we see in the movies. Who says that Meg must have been a ferocious killer that really attacked everything that comes in front of his jaws? Just because we knew that it can chase down whales doesn't mean it has to be a menacing animal. Me, I won't go. I won't see the movie. Even the preview was ridiculous. In my opinion, it sucked. But hey, you know, value for entertainment is very personal. So if you go, enjoy and have fun. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.